also to benefit the Mount Sinai Tzedek Mishmetush and to benefit us. Night Tzedek Mishmetush was created just 4 short years ago by a very dedicated group of Balabatim that saw a void and then had a vision. They saw a void in our community of people that were looking for a place to be able to learn and to be kaveh itim at night, and to learn in the Mishmetush with the Kalteira, with the Chabura, to find Chabrusas, to be part of the Shir. And they had a vision that they can make a difference. One of the most amazing things about the night side of the Mishmetush is the fact that most of these Balabatim hide behind the curtains. You don't see any of them on the dais, you don't see any of them sitting at the front of the room, and they don't let me say their names. And our dedication book tonight is a page of thank yous to some of those devoted individuals who for years have been giving and continue to give of their time, effort, energy, creativity, and kindness to help all of us and to be married for tonight. The Night Side of Mishmetush runs various programs, shiurim, chaburas, helps people with chabusas, all with one goal in mind, to be married to Lima del Terra and to help people chazak all of us. When I say we're here tonight to benefit the Night Side and to benefit us, to benefit us is really self-understood, that we're coming to be mechazik each other, to be mechazik ourselves, and to be married to Torah. To benefit the Night Side Beis Medrash is not a thing. The Night Side Beis Medrash has continued to grow B'li Ayin Hara. Since it started, it has always been looking to start new programs and continue and increase what they do. Baruch Hashem, this past year has been no different. Additional Kehillim Delight taken into the Kehillim. The Sunday morning Cheshimishlach Chabur that began last year continues and is growing and is helping people start their week off on a wonderful footing. And this year they started a Deer Shul Chabur at night as well. All of you can be partners in this venture. And partners doesn't only mean by helping support the growing budget. Partners means by helping the mechazik the Torah and bringing other people to learn. There is no bylaw to this program. It's all about bringing more people to be kaveya itim and to have a seder at night or whenever works for them. By bringing one new person to the mechazik, you mechazik all of us, and you help, and the Torah will continue growing in our midst. How befitting it is that our Malam Malka this year is on the Tzai Shabbos, Pashas Yisrael, the week of Kabbalah Sotera, which obviously is what this is all about. So we encourage all of you to please participate, come learn more, bring others to learn, and help defray the costs of the Night Seder budget, which Baruch Hashem, many of you have participated substantially, and this has been our most successful Malam Malka yet. Fiscal amitzvahs. One of our most prized assets that's part of our Night Seder program on a constant basis and has been since the beginning is Rabbi Yitzchak Schwartz Schlieffer. Through his shiurim during the week of Gemara shiurim for Balabatim and Thursday night Chumash shiur, as well as his popular Matzai Shabbos Lavi shiur, he has become a Rebbe to an increasing number of Balabatim. And without any further ado, please, Rabbi Schwartz, address the students.
Kosher Rabbanim, Mishtachim, Kosher Rabbanim, Mishtachim of the Night Kedel, Chaverim, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is a great celebration. It's not a mere Malacha Malki, it's a great celebration. When stockholders of a corporation get together and they review the year and they review how many profits came in and they see that it was a very profitable year, it's something to be happy about. And that is when you're dealing with stocks, with money, and Olam Hazeh, something that is, it passes with time. And this organization, the Night Seder Kedel, that's run by dedicated individuals, and dedicated individuals come to take part. The stockholders of this organization have something to be happy about, because it's not mere temporary profits. It's nitzki, it's profits. It's something that we could all be proud about. The Panovich Rav, when he used to come here to America collecting, used to go from city to city, on one of his visits to Cleveland, he spent the Shabbos at the home of the Choshevet family, the director, Rav Moshe Helfand Zatzal. It was Shabbos Lebarchim, and he asked the question. We asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Chaim Aruchim, to give us this month Chaim Aruchim, a lengthy life. The obvious question is, if we're only dealing with the coming month, 30 days, what kind of a Chaim Aruchim is that? How do we ask for a lengthy life just within the boundaries of these 4 weeks and some of these precious days? What is the Chaim Aruchim there? And he said over at Meisr, as during World War II, when Erwin Rommel was threatening to come to Eretz Yisrael and to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and even with Davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us. The Panovich Rav at that time found himself in a hospital with something in his throat, and the doctors feared the worst. And the Rav called over his son Rav Avram, and he told him, I want you to go and buy a piece of land for me to build the yeshiva on. I want you to get together a minion of Bachra and a minion of Talmidim, and to hire Rav Shmuel Rozovsky as Rosh Yeshiva, and he should start staying here right away. So Avram told his father, he says, Papa, he says, is now the right time to start the yeshiva? It's the middle of a war. Rommel is threatening to overtake us. You're sick here in bed. We don't know. My yale is young. You don't know what the type of this is going to be. Is this the time to start the yeshiva? And who knows how long the yeshiva will last? So the Panovich Rav answered, it's better a yeshiva that lasts a few days than no yeshiva at all. Let's start the yeshiva right away. The Rav says, take a look, many, many years later, the yeshiva is still kayim. Hundreds, thousands of talmidim have passed through the walls of Panovich Yeshiva. You have a kollel where zaydis are learning side by side with their Enoch book. He says, this is the pshat, give us a chayim aruchim. Within these 30 days of a month, you can accomplish things that last for nitzias, that last forever and ever. That moment, when we bought the land for the yeshiva, that moment when we started the yeshiva, that was chayim aruchim. That was a moment of eternity. A Kodak moment, the picture lasts for a long time, but the mitzvah doesn't. Over here, this was a moment of eternity, and the mitzvah still goes on and on because of the mitzvah's nefesh in that moment. We learn every moment of Torah. Every moment of Torah is an eternity. Rishon Schwab once said over that he spent the Shabbos by the head of the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim asked him, what is the meaning of the words we say in Berachas HaTorah, V'chaye olam nota b'sarichenu? He planted within us eternal life. What is that eternal life? So Schwab was waiting for the answer. The Chofetz Chaim said, where are you going to be 100 years from now? Of course. We'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where are you going to be 500 years from now? You'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to be 1,000 years from now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and 100,000 years from now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shabbat. He planted within us the Torah that binds us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be able to be there for 500 years, 1,000 years, 100,000 years. Torah is nitzias. It's the nourishment. It's the mitzias. Yisrael by rights of the kushar v'richacharu. It ties us HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever and ever. We have that ability of Chaim Aruchim with every minute of Torah that we learn. Last week, we were treated ad nauseum, inundated with news of the Super Bowl. Canyon of heroes, bunch of people marching through, millions of people watching. What did these people accomplish? They were great at carrying a piece of leather filled with air over a line. This they're called heroes. The true heroes are the people that come and learn after a long day of work, their eyes are drooping. They spend time with their children, with their wives, and they come, and they sit in front of the Gemara, and they try and fight that sleep. That's true heroism of the spirit. That's Emesic of heroes. This here, this room right here, is the canyon of heroes. The women did a Sheikh Hayil, after a full day of taking care of the children, and they like to spend time with their husbands. And their husbands go off to learn, and they let their husbands go to Simcha. They are the true heroes. This is the true canyon of heroes. And what does it mean as far as the nisiyas of our children go? What does it mean when a child sees his father's tired at the end of the day and he goes to learn Gemara? What message does that give over to the child? How choshev Torah is, how beautiful, how wonderful Torah is. And the mother that's proud of her husband that goes to learn, what does that teach her daughter? The chashivas of Torah, how wonderful Torah is. This is nitzias, this is investing in our future. And Baruch Hashem, we are all part of this great organization. A yashikayach to the Hanhola, a yashikayach to those that take part. Ye rotsi that HaKadosh Baruch give us the kayach to go mechayel or chayel. We should be mamshak to be mechayel shen shamayim. We display the kemoisi, the night savior base marriage. Adut the Baruch.